For the rest of the week, we might as well hang out at the local shopping mall. I'm John Wardock. Expect headlines from Macy's, Kohl's, and JCPenney's, as well as retail sales and consumer sentiment. And we'll get some thoughts from the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us is Stuart Hoffman. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at PNC Financial Services Group. He's joining us here in our Washington studio, so nice to have you here.
Glad to be with you.
As we head toward the holidays here, let's look at the landscape out there. This week, we get news on retail sales. We also get consumer sentiment. In a word or two, sum up the American consumer.
I think the American consumer is alive and doing well. And as you said, this will be an important week. Last week, we found out they bought a lot of cars and trucks, second month in a row, over 18 million annual rate. And as you mentioned, this week, we'll cap off the week with retail sales for the month of October. We're expecting a pretty good increase, maybe 4 or 5 tenths of a percent without much inflation. That's a pretty good gain. Now, gas prices seem to finally stabilize. So shouldn't have that much of an impact on that number. You also mentioned consumer sentiment comes out. We think that'll rebound a little bit going here closer to the holidays. Had a good jobs report. So, yes, I think the state of the American consumer, which is key to the economy and certainly a key time of the year to talk about it, is actually in good shape and going to be the main driver of moderate economic growth this quarter and next year.
Paychecks have been pretty flat for what seems like months, if not years. How will that factor into consumer spending this holiday season?
Well, we got some indications paychecks might be getting a little bit fatter in the month of October and over the past year. Still not where they should be, but, you know, around 2.5%. We think they're going to head up closer to 3%. So, yes, paychecks have been one of the things, or the lack of big ones, one of the things holding consumers back, but income's up, workers, the number of people with jobs are up, stocks are up, house prices, consumer confidence, and gasoline prices are down, which is saving consumers a lot of money, $100 billion the American consumer motorist will not spend this year. That's almost the equivalent of about a 1.5% increase in your paycheck for the median family income.
I know the National Retail Federation came out and sort of threw cold water on the idea of a robust holiday season, thinking that spending could be down a bit. But when you look at where gas prices are, that's going to put more money in people's pockets, isn't it? And couldn't we have a pleasant surprise?
The National Retail Federation did the same thing last year. I think based on their survey, they go out and they survey people. And it showed that last year holiday sales were supposed to be down. They weren't. And I guess the latest survey is an echo of that. You know, it's the difference between consumers saying, well, I'm going to be a little more cautious, and then they get into the stores. Or they don't have to go into the stores. They just shop online. So I'm not expecting anything gangbusters, but we think retail sales will be up 4 or 5% from a year ago. As you said, gasoline prices down, incomes up, 2 million more people working, house prices worth more. So I'd be a good bit more optimistic than any surveys or forecasts that say sales this year will be no better than last year. They said that last year. They were dead wrong. And I think that kind of Scroogism will be wrong again this holiday.
And retailers like Amazon and Walmart are already out there promoting sales for this, sales for that. I mean, at Amazon, it might as well, every day might as well be Black Friday. Oh, wait a minute. That is their strategy, apparently.
So. Yeah, apparently it is. I mean, you're right. It starts earlier every year. I think it'll be a good season for the buyers that will get a lot of good deals. And as you said, even earlier than the Black Friday weekend. But Amazon, UPS have also hired a lot of people. So if they really thought this wasn't going to be a good holiday season, I don't think they would be doing even more hiring than they did last year. As always, it's about market share, you know, Walmart versus Amazon versus Macy's. And I think they'll all be fighting for market share. There'll be some winners and losers. But I think when you add it all up, there'll be more winners and losers. And the biggest winner, I think, will be the American consumer that has a pretty good variety and some good competitive prices to celebrate this holiday season, and they're going to take advantage of them.
Speaking of Macy's, Kohl's, JCPenney all report earnings this week. Any sense of how retailers are doing these days? I know those are department stores. They're somewhat off over there. Shopping malls are having difficulty these days. But if you would get out the paintbrush and just paint in a broad stroke about what you're hearing anecdotally about retailers.
Yeah, and you're right. I can't comment and don't know enough to say about individual retailers and what their earnings might show. But, you know, I'm looking as much at Amazon as I am at Macy's or one of the others. And also what isn't included in there is a lot of people, especially younger people this year, these days, what do they say? They want the experience. They want to do something, whether it's travel, whether it's go to a game, whether it's somehow it's a service activity. None of that's captured in Macy's. None of that's captured in any of these retail sales, which are primarily for goods, tangible things. But the experience, the travel, the going out to eat, go to the tickets, go to a show, more and more, I think that's part of the holiday season. And those numbers don't really get reflected in some of these retail sale reports from the mall type retailers.
I couldn't let this conversation end without talking about the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates.
I hope not.
I have to ask, how much importance will this holiday shopping season have as the Fed determines whether to hike rates?
Well, of course, the Fed will meet in mid-December, so they won't know what's exactly happening this holiday season. They will get the October retail sales we talked about at the end of this week. I think they'll be pretty good. They'll clearly get some anecdotal information on November and into the Black Friday holiday weekend, but, you know, they won't have any really hard data, but they'll get, you know, the feel. So I think it will be important, but most important is what's happening in the job market. We saw the strong jobs report for October. You know, financial markets around the rest of the world, clearly they've been paying attention to those and whether there'll be another big sell-off in stocks around the globe. Those will probably more determine what the Fed does. But given that strong jobs report for October, I think it would take a lot to stop the Fed from raising rates 0.25% in December, but then quickly add, as Chair Yellen always does, it's all about the pace. And so, yes, maybe they raise in December, wait until the spring to raise again. This I think, will be a drawn-out series of rate hikes over 2016 and probably beyond that, 2017, 2018.
The last time we talked, right after the last Fed meeting, I believe you put the odds of a rate hike at 60-40. Are you still standing by that?
Well, I'd even up them a little bit. Back then, I almost felt bold to having it better than 50-50 when the market was saying it was about a 1 out of 3 shot. Yes, I think after the data we've gotten since then, after Chair Yellen spoke and other Fed spokesmen, policymakers, I'd say the odds are 80-20 now that we will have a 0.25 rate hike at the meeting that ends on December 16th.
He is Stuart Hoffman, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group. He's also the senior vice president there. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to drop by.
Thank you.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.